This might be Key Talk America. You're listening to the Relatively Unauthorized, Side B, of the Best of the Show with Clayton McKee. Season 4, parenthetically, who thought this was a good idea? Comma. We now return you to the program previously in progress.
Hi again, everybody. Just a couple minutes after 8 o'clock. Hour 2 is what we call it right here on the show with Clayton McKee. That's me. Joining us now, Marnie Ryer has just walked in. I really appreciate the black v-neck. I really do.
I'd like to feel more part of it.
Yeah. Very nice.
I may adopt them into my wardrobe, too.
You should.
Well, I always think I should wear either black or like a lovely blue or green for Al.
Yeah, I usually wear blue, but this t-shirt is horrible. It's like I'm stuck.
You have like a blue or a green kind of thing going on.
Oh, my entire life.
Yeah. So, I mean, either way, I try.
Imagine what you would do if you ever saw me in red or orange. It would never happen.
Oh, I'd pass out.
Yeah, exactly. Many
not that I've never been with you and passed out. I'm saying it would be different. It would be for a different reason.
Uh-huh,
absolutely.
Yeah. As she went down.
I want a beer.
Red shirt!
Oh, heaven's sakes. Do you need a twist off? There you go. Yeah. Atta girl.
Have a beer, lady. That's almost frozen.
I need to take a pull off of that one. That's good.
Is that a summer shandy you're having?
It's a summer shandy.
Summer shandy. Got it. Very good.
My Liney's summer shandy.
Oh my gosh. You know what I forgot all about?
Hang on.
I had a gentleman caller over recently who enjoyed one of your beers.
Oh,
they were
see?
A great lure to the web.
Well, I'm right here for you.
The web.
Allow me to bring shandy over.
It's the beginning of hour two, and I forgot we have to do this right here.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom, and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Because
It's your birthday! Hey, it's your birthday.
We haven't had a drinking word, but we'll just do that.
We totally missed the drinking word.
So now, you know,
we've done no segues.
In honor of Kat wanting to be a pip, our drinking word is going to be woo woo.
Yes!
Our drinking sound is chocolate thunder. Our drinking word is hypocrisy. I know. I waited until she put both the ears back on before I screamed.
Hypocrisy, that's our word.
Lady boner. Yodo, you only die once. Our drinking word, though, is fancy. Bougie bitch. I was going with shenanigans. I think it has to be tiger sauce.
Tiger sauce! I was hoping. I was literally holding my breath.
In honor of the war on Christmas,
how long is this dance break?
Our drinking word is Hanukkah! Our drinking phrase today is sumi! Well, our drinking word is Christmas miracle!
Christmas miracle!
Yay. Oh, my gosh.
Atta girl. It'll make more sense later, but our drinking word is cereal.
Oh, now wait a minute. I think tonight we don't have to have a drinking word. Is that, am I understanding this
I'm
correctly?
Good with that.
Well, I think the State of the Union's over, or close to it.
No,
is it?
But
it started at 6. How long is it going
to
take?
No. It started at 7.
Oh, it started at 7 our time? I can't do math. Time zone math. Escape. Oh, red team drinks.
Oh, see? It's not over.
Oh,
that's us, by the way. Kat and I are the red team, and Al and Marnie are the blue team for the drinking game. We're doing this off of an app. Kat, update people on how we're drinking tonight, since we're not going to do a drinking word.
All right. Basically, I'm just going to shout it out. You need to choose blue team.
Shout it out.
It's like laundry.
Well, I think our drinking word has to be twins.
Twins!
Yeah! Wait, what I think is even better is that it appears that we're having some
technical. Wait, another tentacle. I don't know what happened to that screen.
Zumba. I got nothing. Bazinga. We'll go with that.
Bazinga.
Bazinga?
Yeah, I watched a lot of Big Bang Theory this week, too. So our drinking word comes from Amina. She taught us how to swear in Swahili.
Kiswahili.
Kiswahili?
If I'm saying that correctly.
And it's kuma.
Kuma?
Kuma, kuma means cunt.
Oh! The whole show has gone to shit.
But we have no drinking word.
We have full crossover.
I kind of feel like we do. Probably.
We have probably.
Stand by. So our drinking phrase will be any way that you can say something horrible about Nancy Reagan for the next 2 hours.
Did you have more to that story?
Punk-ass. That's our word.
What? Podcast?
No.
Punk-ass.
Punk-ass. Sarah Palin's definition of people.
I need a drink.
All right. In honor of my friend Stacy, who I had a little reunion lunch with, our drinking phrase is body heals itself. Just work it out.
I like it.
It's people like you. Ram Burglar.
Well, we're going to go organically with your beaver.
Bunyadi!
Bunyadi!
Keep your clothes on, people. I think we have to make the drinking word cream cheese our safe word from last night.
Cream cheese.
We had a
safe word.
Why are you screaming cream cheese? It's our safe word. No, it's not. The safe word is Philadelphia. Oh. Nudity. Namaste. Which I'm assuming is Chinese for fuck you. Zeppeli. Cuntgate.
Oh.
Yes.
Like Watergate.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
So, it's not a gate. Well, I've had to change my idea because now we have to go with disc because it's... Oh, and the drinking word is bigly. Just avoid that,
bigly.
Too.
Oh.
Thoughts and prayers.
Al, what's the drinking word?
Surprise!
I'm going to need my headphones to come down a little bit.
And finally...
Our drinking word in honor of Stephen Colbert and the debate tomorrow is Jeb!
Okay.
That's amazing. I love it.
That has been making me laugh all week. Jeb!
I am so happy.
That's my favorite in a long time.
We've all done do-it-yourself projects, haven't we?
Oh, sure.
We've all done
fixed
them.
Fixed a lawnmower.
Back to masturbation?
You fixed a lawnmower.
Twat tapping, that they call it.
Sure.
That's the name of the show.
Self-twat tapping. Write that down on that sheet. Twat tapping.
I'm just
going to
go with...
Self-twat tapping.
Twat. Oh. No, there's no reason for self.
No, I don't.
It's assumed.
Yeah.
It's implied.
The self is implied. Twat.
So there are some.
I'll be drinking to that.
There are some DIY projects that you should really never attempt or to make yourself. License plates are one of the things that fall in this category.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw this one.
A woman who shall for now and forever be known as Amanda Schweikert, who is pictured here in this lovely arrest photograph.
She looks nice. She's and topless.
She's a New York woman who got a little too confident in her crafting skills. Now, she currently faces felony charges after she was caught allegedly driving with a homemade cardboard license plate.
Not a girl.
Erie County Police pulled over 28-year-old Amanda Schweikert on Wednesday morning after they noticed that...
she's like a Noxzema commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After they noticed that what looked like a preschooler's art project on the back of her vehicle where her New York State license plate
Tuesday
should
morning,
be.
What
now,
else is she gonna do?
I'm going to show you. This is what, and Al will be completely familiar with this.
Yeah.
This is a sample of a New York State license plate. That is what... Mm-hmm. A plate would normally look
like. The Empire State,
right.
Yes.
That's right.
And again,
very, very majestic.
This is just for illustration purposes. ABC2345 is not a legitimate plate number.
Is that the current plate?
Could be. Now,
it couldn't be, now, because there isn't a tag up in there.
Now, what we're going to show you is this is the license plate on the car. It's very good. It's very crafty.
Same. I don't see any difference.
Same. Exactly.
Almost.
God, I thought that was
same.
Yeah.
Super similar. Nothing else. Yeah.
Super good.
Super
now, needless to say, cardboard and magic markers will never be enough to make a convincing license plate, no matter how crafty you are. However,
I was fooled.
Might we suggest that a little glitter to make it shimmery like a real plate?
Or knowing what the state of New York's outline looks like. I feel like that would be the easy part to replicate.
Well, no, wait a minute.
But she's bad with numbers.
Well, here's the... the little...
See, I feel good about
in
it.
In the center, there's the little...
I see no...
There's a... Oh, and look, they've got Manhattan. All the... Right there. They got the,
that's Long Island. But I like your optimism.
Whatever. I've been there once. I didn't really care.
The Long Island? That's Long Island.
But now look at this.
Yeah, the Long Island? The Long Island.
But look at this. Boom. It's
same,
there.
Exactly.
Same.
It's just a little more erect in this one.
I think that...
Well, because it's later Tuesday morning. No,
yeah.
Further South Dakota.
What else are you going to do?
It is.
I think it's about
it's
the colors.
Further South
actually.
Vermont.
Now, what I would like to know, though, because oftentimes, and it's happened in this state a million times, people will put a piece of cardboard in their back window. It says plate stolen and give their legitimate license plate number until they get another one. What I want to know is,
what kind of roads are you driving on? I've never seen that.
South Phoenix.
You don't drive enough. In this city,
I will keep driving until I see.
Oh my
plate
god!
Stolen.
I am not kidding.
Please
you.
Refer to card.
You've seen it. You know what I'm talking
I've
about.
Totally seen it.
Literally, they put a piece.
Have
of...
Have you seen this?
I've actually had
I've
it
not
happen.
Seen that. I've seen like
right,
when you're
two
waiting.
Out of four. You've only given us two out of four
in the back window of a car. If
I've
the
seen
plate
when
is
you're
gone...
waiting for your plate, as far as like
no,
I
no,
just
no,
bought
no,
a car.
No, 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 no. This is plate. It literally, it's plate wow, stolen, and they've written the actual license plate number. What I don't know is this.
I feel like that's not legal or legit, but they do it.
But at least it's a real number. I don't know that this plate that we're showing you right now on the screen, if that is a legitimately her number, or if that's why she got busted because it's a fake number.
It says "fuck you guys 3925." No, it's not real.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't going.
I'm
going to
go with twat tapping.
And this Noxzema model is the one who did it for us. So.
All right, yes. Now Harrison,
now, what happened to
you've seen story? Every horrifying thing that can happen to a car. Have you ever seen this story he's talking about?
Also, I agree with Harrison. It does look like a martini, except it looks like it's tipping over, which makes me
is an American tragedy. Well,
tragedy. That, what? It is. It's like oh,
what's the martini? Oh, the state.
One. No, no. The not
this one.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, I see it. I can see the martini tipping.
It looks like it's falling over, and that's not okay.
Got it. Nailed it. Yep.
All right.
Yeah,
saw it on Pinterest. Hashtag
I saw that picture today. And you know the thing that really irritated the shit out of me? Can you imagine there's such a thing like that in the world?
What?
Is for the centennial of the Statue of Liberty, the plates, the New York State plates went to a red, white, and blue, and thank God I no longer live there. Thank God I moved immediately upon this, the presentation of this license plate. But it had the Statue of Liberty as red. And I'm like, the Statue of Liberty
green.
Is green.
Hasn't been red since
like a red Statue of Liberty.
Here.
I don't get what you're going for here. And I get, like, it took me a long time to realize they were going for a red, white, and blue plate.
Okay.
So it was a white plate with blue letters and a red Statue of Liberty. Then pick something else. Jesus Christ, that drove me nuts.
There,
yes.
Yeah. Sure,
oh,
sure.
That,
oh,
hang on a minute. Hang on a minute.
That made me fucking nuts. I would walk up to cars and shout at them.
Wait. I didn't know this was going to come up, but I am excited right now.
My goodness.
Because I used to call it the menstruating.
Tell me, this one? This plate?
Yes.
Ass man. Yes. With the menstruating Statue of Liberty.
Listen, it happens. That's it's natural.
Yeah.
It's not dirty.
And I get it. You know, she started off copper. She rusted. Copper rusts to
patina.
Green.
Patina.
She oxidized. She didn't rust.
Patina.
She oxidized.
Well, she oxidized. She didn't patina. Patina's yellowing.
Or yellow and blue. Wait, green.
Mm-hmm. Still not red.
And no, it's not
orange,
red.
Like nobody knows.
You used a lot of words, and none of them meant red.
That's funny.
Rojo. Colorado, whatever.
Listen, Chanel number 5, titless wonder.
Titless wonder, ding it.
Yell, twat, tapper you. So, Indiana's Governor Mike Pence recently signed a bonkers anti-choice bill into law that will not only hold doctors liable if a woman has an abortion because of fetus's race, sex, or diagnosis of Down syndrome or any other disability, but also requires fetal remains to be cremated or buried, whether from an abortion or a miscarriage.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So this fucker's getting involved with miscarriages now. Providers would likely pass the cost of these funeral services to patients. Plus, women seeking an abortion would need an ultrasound 18 hours before the procedure. One Indiana woman recently created the Facebook page, Periods for Pence, where she encourages others to call the governor's office to report their periods, since they should technically be having a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because since they could technically be having a miscarriage.
Gotcha.
I would certainly hate for any of my fellow Hoosier women to be at risk of penalty if they do not properly dispose of this or report it. As the anonymous page creator told Indianapolis TV, the more I read this bill, the more vague language I find, the more loopholes, and it just seemed incredibly intrusive. So I wanted to give a voice for women who really didn't like that they were given any kind of input into a bill that would affect our lives so much, and they're really using their voices. So they're calling the governor's office. And so this first one is me. Good morning. I just wanted to call and let the governor know that I'm still not pregnant, since he seems to be worried about women's reproductive rights. Irritated lady on the other end of the phone says, and can I get your name, please? Sure, it's not pregnant Laura.
I've now just liked their Facebook page.
Oh, what's it called?
Periods for Pence.
Got it.
So that's
and how is Pence spelled?
P-E-N-C-E.
Got it.
So them. Good morning, Governor Pence's office. Good morning. I just wanted to inform the governor that things seem to be drying up today. No babies seem to be up in there, okay? Them. Sounding strangely horrified and chipper at the same time. Ma'am, can we have your name? Sure, it's Sue. And your last name? Magina. The S vagina. It rhymes with, I've got it. Hangs up. Them. Good morning, Governor Pence's office. Me. Hi, I just found out that we should be reporting our periods to the governor. Them. Ma'am, stop calling. This is the first time I've called. That's why I'm worried. I had my period last week and I didn't report it. Them. Ma'am, I can't help you.
I like how I typed in just period and the first thing that came up was
that. It just knows.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to like their page
they
too.
All listen.
So this last one. After being transferred directly to Katie's voicemail. I don't know who Katie is. Me. Hello, this is Sue Magina again. I just hit a pothole on I-70. It was a doozy. I'm worried it might have shaken something up in there, and I wanted to make sure that was addressed to the new abortion law. I knew Governor Pence would be worried. Thanks.
I love it.
So between live tweeting your period and orange-tinted gaff machines running for president and these genius phone calls, menstrual trolling is the best new kind of trolling.
So
just a delight.
I want to read the most recent one because I'm entertained.
You didn't think it was possible, but here it is.
The conversation starts out, "Hi there, I was just wanting to know if the governor could refer me to a good gynecologist." Kate, parenthetically, kind of snippy, in parentheses, "Ma'am, you know that's not something we can help you with." The caller says, "But I thought he could. I thought he knows about that kind of stuff." Long, uncomfortable silence. Kate says, "Is there something I can help you with?" Caller says, "Well, can you recommend someone? Do you like your gynecologist?" No. Click. The caller says, "Sounds as if Kate is unhappy with her gynecologist."
And now we take you directly to Studio C Theater, where we reenact the best of crime scene footage direct from crime scene footage. And now, our story for the day.
Ring, ring. Madison County 911.
Hi, we're the two dumbasses that got caught trying to bring some stuff through your border, and all your cops are just driving around us like a bunch of jack wagons. I'd like you guys to end it. If you could help me out with, we'd just like to get on with it.
You got caught doing what?
Oh, God, okay. We got kind of spooked here trying to bring some stuff across your Idaho border.
Okay.
And yeah, a bunch of your cops driving around in a bunch of civilian cars just not wanting to pick us up. I don't know what the deal is. I was wondering if you could help us out and just end it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could just call one of them. I don't know. It's getting cold out here, man. I just want to get warm and just get on with this whole thing, so...
Okay, where are you at right now?
University Boulevard, next to the gas station and Applebee's. All your buddies are around us. If you could help us out, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. Is it just you, or is there anybody else with you?
It's me and my buddy that I brought with me, and then we have a dog that we're going to bring back to its owner, but...
Okay.
She's a really nice dog. She's not mean. She's a pup dog.
Okay, cool.
She's really cold in the car. She could just use some food, too.
Okay. Hey, yeah. What was your name, Matt?
It's Leland.
Leland. Okay, all right. Hold on just one second. Stay on the phone with me.
All right, thank you. He's a nice guy. Hey, you want me to jump in the air, click my heels twice, or what?
Do you guys have any guns or weapons or anything on you at all?
No. We just have all that stuff with us. Just a bunch of snacks and stuff.
All right, just want to make sure. They're just curious.
Yeah. We tried walking away from the car a couple times, and that didn't work. We tried waving them down, and that didn't work. So I just don't know what's going on here.
Okay, I do have one of my marked units. He's on his way over there, so he's on his way to meet you.
All right. Does he have snacks? Because we're hungry.
Thank you for listening to Studio C Reenacts Crime Scene Footage. Join us next time for Crime Scene Footage.
I thought somewhere there he tells her he has like a ton of pot. I swore when I read it,
did we miss some pages of the script?
No. I feel like we did, because I thought at some point he tells her that they're just, the car is loaded with pot.
At the beginning he says they brought some stuff across your Idaho border. And I thought it was a euphemism. At first I was like,
it's my Idaho border. Don't mess with it.
I don't think it's that, because I transcribed the whole thing from... A Natick, Massachusetts man was apparently nice to the wrong person, and as a result of his polite gesture, he'll be sitting in jail for a month, according to the Metro West Daily News. A man by the name of Kayvon Mavadat, who is 28 years old, went to the Natick Mall on Friday, and he stopped to hold the door open for an officer who was leaving the mall. Unfortunately for him, the officer recognized him as someone that had three warrants and then arrested him. Police spokesman Lieutenant Kara Rossi said on Monday the officer turned around to thank him and recognized him immediately. He asked if his name was Kayvon, and he said, no, it's Kevin. The officer went to his cruiser, looked up Mavadat on his computer and recognized Kevin as Kayvon, and went back, found him, and arrested him. Mavadat of 4 Millbrook Road, why they give out their address, I don't know, had a Framingham District Court warrant that charged him with driving on a suspended license and a signal violation, police said. According to the police, Mavadat also had two Natick District Court warrants. One charged him with possession of heroin, and the second charged him with shoplifting, police said. Once Mavadat was in court, his plight worsened. On Monday, Mavadat's probation officer, David DiGiorgio, asked Judge Martine Carroll to hold Mavadat without bail, pending a probation surrender hearing. He said Mavadat had not appeared in court for months, has skipped on all of his court-ordered drug tests, and has not paid any of his probation fees. Said Mavadat has a history of not completing probation. Mavadat's lawyer, Kristen Wheeler, argued for her client's release, saying the difference here is that he just started a job, so he has money and he can start paying the money back that he owes. He can pay $200 tomorrow, she said. Mavadat told the judge he would be fired from his job if he was held. Carroll ordered Mavadat held without bail until a probation surrendered hearing on June 9th. After being ordered held, Mavadat could be heard yelling from a holding area in the basement of the courthouse.
Mavadat. I want to make Beth the drinking word. Mavadat.
All right.
And look Mavadat. At him. Now look at this mugshot. Now he's
Mavadat.
He's 20. What was
Ooh,
it?
Ooh, that's a hard
29?
Life. Anything yeah. under 60, and that's not healthy.
Yeah. The Ooh. Story says that he's 28 years old.
Ouch.
And that's the mugshot from when he
1983.
Got...
I think in 26 of those years were hard
yeah.
living.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heroin doesn't Navidad. Do you a lot of favors.
Mavadat.
Wait, how are we spelling this? I want to say it right. How are we spelling this?
I think it's...
Oh, this, his last name? Hang on. Kayvon, K-A-V-O-N, and the last name is M-A-V-A-D-A-T.
All right. Mavadat.
Mavadat. Oh, but depending. No, there's two spellings in the word in the story. It's there's M A V A D A T or there's M A V A D D A T.
Mavadat.
Manamana.
Manamana.
Kayvon Manavadat.
Is your name Kevin? No, it's Kayvon.
Kayvon.
What's your name? Spatula. By the way, we're gonna take some time. Let's check in at Cobalt and see how that looks. Oh, look at that. Wow, Cobalt still—it's daylight at Cobalt right now at 8:33 at night.
It's daytime.
Still daytime.
No, those are the lights of the mall.
Oh, okay, sure.
Right. Yeah.
The solar lights on the mall.
The mall lights—they come on and it just looks like it's so nice outside.
We're going live to somebody not standing in line somewhere.
Clayton.
Hi, Barbara Seville. This is Clayton McKee.
It's Barbara Seville.
I'm sitting here live with Kat Carlson and Al Perkins and all of the tens of people who are listening around the world.
Dozens.
We called you.
Tell your mom I said hi.
We called with we need some clarification on something. Remember you saw us last night, Al and I, at Stacy's?
I do. Do you remember?
Oh, I remember because I have photographic evidence.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, the picture is up on the screen. Can you explain this outfit to us?
I can't.
Was it fire?
It was 2 yards of fabric with a hole cut in the middle. It was my fifth day of drag in a row.
Yeah.
And I was looking for something drapey so I didn't have to wear
so you went with
and pantyhose.
Got it. It sounds like a tarp to me.
But you are fun as all. It's people like you, Barbara. That's what I keep telling them.
Thank you. Yeah. They're available on my in the store on my website.
Oh, what do you have a
one size fits most. not all people.
Is the what's your website,
that's
Barbara?
The other thing I wanted to ask you is if you could build a store for my website. While I have you here.
Oh, the Melissa McCarthy collection.
Leg up.
Jenny, that is funny shit right there in the chat room. The Melissa McCarthy collection, Barbara Seville's modeling it. And the Susie Orman-esque hair was kind of nice, too.
It was. I didn't have any fucks to give. I was exhausted.
Okay, yeah, no. But why did you choose to sing karaoke, Barbara? That's really the biggest question.
Dancing. Picture it. Susie Orman's on the dance floor. Yeah. Screaming out, kickball change, boys!
Well, at least you know she's fireproof. That fabric doesn't burn. And she's like, oh, this is the first thing going up.
So, I decided to go with the Joker who conned the email con man. Do you guys ever get those emails that ask you, you know, hey, I need you to send me money. I'm
The Prince of Nigeria.
Yes. The Prince of Nigeria kind
of
thing.
Oh, and you were hacked recently, by the way. I got something from you. So one of your accounts has been hacked.
Okay.
I got a spam thing from you.
I will change my password.
I just remembered.
Thank you. I will change my password. Right. Well, there is a gentleman named James Veach, I believe, if I'm pronouncing that right. And he chose to take on the email scammers that were contacting him and exchanged messages with them. And I thought it was fantastic.
It sounds like a totalitary guard lighting.
Yeah.
kind of. But not. The results
my top two
were hilarious
top two.
As he ended up conning those out to get him. He recorded his finest encounters in the book .con with the selection below. And he says, dear kind and generous friend, this message may be coming as a surprise, but I need your help. A few days back, my family and I made unannounced vacation in Manila, Philippines. Everything was fine until last night when we were mugged on our way back to the hotel. They stole all our cash, credit cards, and cell phone. Our return flight soon. I need from you a fast loan of $2,500 to settle bills here. I'll refund it as soon as we get back. You can send it via Western Union. We've all had the spam emails like this coming from a friend. But the pleas for financial help or promises of lottery wins, million-pound inheritances, this gentleman is from England, or shipments of gold, are written by con artists who hack email accounts and hope to reel
and
in a
find the lonely,
gullible,
the destitute, yep.
Older, a lot of elderly times.
Watch late-night commercials. You'll know who you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Most of us follow official advice and instantly delete them, making a note to strengthen our spam filters. But James Veach, however, was inspired to play the scammers at their own game. And he says, the misspellings, let's see. He's the Russian beauty looking for love. From Elena to James. February 15th. My name is Elena. I'm searching for an understanding person who sees love as the only way of trust and care. I have something important to tell you. Just, that's all. And James sends back. Elena, that's so weird. I was searching for an understanding person who see love as the only way of trust and care right when you emailed. What's this important thing? What's this important thing you have to tell me? James Veach. Elena writes back. Dear James, I'm 24 years old, 5'6" tall, never married before. I'm a girl who loves to give people happiness, always despite what the circumstances might look like.
I love giving blowjobs. It's my life.
Most of my hobbies.
While watching football.
It's my most favorite.
It's my
football
favorite.
And beer.
Yeah.
Reading novels, jogging, listening to music, cooking, listening to music.
Blowjobs.
Again.
Giving blowjobs.
TV and movies. I like honest, real, sincere, and trustworthy people. But I hate dishonest cheaters and irresponsible peoples. I have a cat. His name is Humka.
Not Hannibal.
Super Russian.
Humka.
Yeah, no, it's a good name. It's a good Russian cat name.
You know what? They're twins.
James responds. Let me introduce myself, too. I'm James, Mr. James Veach. Rhymes with peach. 5'10 tall. I, too, have never married, though my mother keeps asking probing questions about whether I've met someone. It's really nice to make your acquaintance. I, too, love movies and hate dishonest people. It's exciting to meet someone who shares the same esoteric range of likes and dislikes as I do.
Esoteric.
I can't help noticing that you listed listening to music twice in your hobbies. Was that an oversight, or are you just very passionate about listening to music? My hobbies are playing piano and guitar, pining for girls, worrying about climate change, pining for girls, and the, and the poetry of John Keats. From Elena. Dearest James, I wish to tell to let you know that sincerely is the best way in life. They,
yep.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Though we
that's
might
a Pei
be...
Lin expression.
That's
sincerely is the best way in life.
In life. Sincerely. Though we might be thousands of miles away from each other, but it does not matter. What really matters in
is
life
that you send me
is
25
love, not distance or color. I want to love and be loved.
Which
if
color?
You don't mind to meet me, please tell me the name of your city and nearest international airport. I will book my flight for Moscow. I think you are interested that I don't have a boyfriend because all men here look at my visual aspect and I want somebody who will look inside me.
Dexter.
Well, it's like a flap that opens. I don't understand.
Yeah, uh-huh. Or she just like somebody going down on her. And she just kind of. I'm so sorry, James says, that you haven't found anyone to look inside you yet.
Thank you, Richard.
Come to London. I'll sort you out with an Oyster card. The nearest international airport is Heathrow. That's, I'm going to say this probably wrong. There's Gatwick.
Sure, yeah, that sounds good.
You but, did very well.
Too, but to be honest, it's a pain. Don't get me started on Sansted. I'm quite excited to see you, but so soon? Do you normally fly out to meet someone you've just met? James, call me Jimbo, please. My honey Jimbo. Every my cell shouts about how it wants to see you. I didn't guess that tickets cost so much. Maybe you could borrow some money? You may send it by Western Union. It's pretty easy to use. Here's my picture to show you that I am real.
And beautiful.
Okay. Oh, she
it's a cat. No, that's actually the real cat.
That's Hamp. Yeah, that's Hamp. Remember, she has Hamp.
Yeah, Hampska.
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 The cat.
I made him German.
So James sends, love the picture. Every my cell shouts, too.
Oh.
Every
my
will you bring shouts. Humka with
I
you?
I want that beer drinker. Every my cell shouts.
Will you bring Humka with you? He asks. She says, without your help, I may not be able to fly to you. But I do not without want to be help. Lonely again. Mm. I want you to warm your hands up in the back pockets of my jeans. I want you to love me. I do not know Humka. What is, who is Humka?
I just found
she
the
says.
Title for the show.
Who is Humka?
Who is Humka?
That's it. Who is Humka?
The mystery.
Mystery solved.
James sends back.
How do you spell Humka?
Humka.
Any way you want to. It's a made-up cat.
It's a pretend cat. It's a fucking pretend cat. Humka is spelled here.
Stepped right out of the nativity scene for that one.
He played one of the donkeys. Humka is H-O-M-K-A. James says to her in his last post. In his last post.
I want to date James Veitch.
I know, right?
Is it too soon?
Humka, well.
I want to fly to wherever he is.
Feel it in every cell.
Every cell!
Every, except this
Humka
one.
Is well, your, yeah. He says to her, Humka is your cat. And frankly, if you can forget about Humka so easily, what's to say you stop forgetting about me? But I want to see you too. Not only do I want to warm my hands in the back pockets of your jeans, but I get the distinct impression you would like me to dip your hands into my back pocket, too.
Wait.
Much love, James. P.S. Somewhere in Moscow, there is a hungry cat. 2 days later, with James having rebuffed Elena, contact from her stops.
Just the one hungry cat, dear? Twins.
Anyway, that's just one. He has Mandela's wife.
I read one of his.
This needs to go on our Facebook page.
One of the money.
That's Jewel.
One of the money ones. It was the. God, it was another one. I read one of them. It was pretty good.
I mean, like, yeah. I am Winnie Mandela, the second wife of. Shut up. I am not going to be getting some kind of an email.
Yeah.
Was the line, there's a hungry cat in Moscow?
P.S. Somewhere in Moscow, there's a hungry cat.
I've changed the title of the show.
Parenthetically, where is Humka? haven't had a good use of parenthetically in a while.
That's a good one. Somewhere. That's good.
Somewhere.
Oh, Amita calls moving haunting Homka.
Oh, it's Homka. H O M.
Yes, Homka.
It's a made up name. Homka. She doesn't know either. No, she's not reading along.
I have a feeling Amina's got an in on this.
Okay, my apologies, Amina.
I thought it was Homka myself. Homka. I'm glad that there's clarity.
Somewhere in Moscow, there's a hungry cat parenthetically.
Where is Homka?
Haunting Homka.
Haunting Homka. This time it's personal.
That is one of my favorite, though. I do not know Homka. Who is Homka?
We have a 30-second dance break.
Just,
that's all
is
you need.
Left?
That's all you need is a 30-second dance break.
Yeah.
Oh. That's. I feel like that's a cry for help.
It
I don't
is.
Know why.
A little bit.
Oh. Help. Okay, help we'll do that. If you think it sucked so far, just
wait till after this 30-second dance break. Well, the squirrels are back in the attic. Your dad won't call an exterminator. He says it's personal this time. Where are you? It's very loud there. Are you taking a Zumba class?
He appeared to have once paid for an account on the Infidelity website, Ashley Madison. The couple released a video confirming that the account was Radar's and saying that they had put the whole thing behind them. He said she has forgiven me for this.
Does that mean he fucked her in the butt?
Wow.
Hey, it's your birthday.
What the hell is that?
It's a really old inside.
Hey, it's your birthday. Yeah. Wow.
Once upon a time, it used to be a euphemism for... In the butt.
Yeah, in the butt, Bob.
OMG. Wasn't ready for that. All right.
It just organically, it happened.
Yeah.
Al, did you have a story to share or shall I go on?
Well, yeah. I had that.
That was really confirming.
Sure.
Sure, I got something. What the hell? As he flicks through links on
that's
his...
my favorite question and answer tactic, by the way. When asked an or question, answer yes or no.
Yeah. So in Britain, according to the Mirror, for much of human civilization, spelled British, we have been obsessed with whisking away our waste products as quickly and as cleanly as possible.
Oh.
And then the page went away.
Okay. Best show ever.
So far, this is. So far, this is really good.
This show's going to be over at 8, isn't it?
If we make it that long.
Because the house is going to blow up.
Did we lose internet? Is that what happened? Because I just had all my pages loaded.
No,
already.
We haven't lost internet. Well, we're 100. We got that.
I think we're just asking the internet. The internet's like sweating right now. But in trying to avoid coming face-to-face with our poo, we may actually be losing important information about our health and well-being. This is why, to mark National Gut Week this week,
yes.
God love the British, experts are encouraging people to know their excrement, the shape of your feces, and how often you need to go is an indication of your overall health. And changes can be the first sign of bowel disease. Huh? The poo log...
What's the second sign?
That you're looking at your poop. Yes. The second sign is, Mary, we're going to need you to come out of the bathroom.
Is that a Snickers? Nope.
So there's an actual book called The Poo Log, and I can't read about it because it keeps rebooting on my computer.
Is this the story where the people slide down the big toilet in the?
Oh, that was a funny one. I saw that one. That was Japan.
Yeah, that was Japan.
Fucking Japanese people.
Oh, God.
So The Poo Log by Josh Richmond and Dr. Anish Sheth provides a useful guide to what comes from your insides. Corn. It encourages readers
when did
to
record corn.
Yeah, it encourages readers to record each bowel movement and rate it on its delivery, size, shape, smell, number of wipes to get rid of it, and how you feel once it's done. Well, relieved.
And exhausted because apparently I had to wipe for an hour and a half to get it all done.
Okay, are you ready
wet
for this one?
Friend.
This
wet
ranges
wipes.
From woulda, coulda, shoulda to the ones that want to come out but can't.
Shy.
What
is prairie dogging anywhere in this story?
We'll never know because the story won't stay.
Oh, gosh. What's going on at Cobalt right now? Oh,
that's a true story. You know, I was just there.
Although I think it's telling me to get off their regular webpage and use their app, but I don't have time
for that. Oh, I hate
that.
Google's actually trying to get rid of that.
Okay, so wait, we got to get back to...
Incidentally, if you Google for these keywords, worst loop ever, you know what comes up?
Us?
Nope. It changes it. It fixes it. Google says, no, you couldn't have meant that because that doesn't make any damn sense. And if you're on image search and you Google worst loop ever, it changes it to worst poop. I got a face full of that today.
Ooh.
And we have all been in the hotel room and somebody else does that to you.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. So it's the ones that want to come out but don't materialize. Oh, my God.
Like are these the poop like categories? Phantom, I got to Google something.
It's like a phantom vibration from your phone. Is that phantom poop? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Is this called the poop log?
The poop.
Oh, there's an app? Is there an app for this?
Oh, I'm sure there
I
is.
Don't know.
Shut
it won't
the
load.
Fuck up, poop log app.
I've been trying to read this one sentence for over an hour.
Stand by.
And the last one is called Poophoria.
Mm.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Wait a second. Yes, this is an app. Alfred?
Oh.
Pooplog is a free application that allows you to track your bowel movements using the British stool scale, of which you were just trying to describe.
Oh, this involves a scale?
No.
Yeah, like, from coulda, woulda, shoulda to Pooforia.
Yeah. From ghost poo to, oh my God, that was amazing, you can now track it. I'm going to install it right now. I love apps. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. My new mission is to Pooplog. Frequently asked questions. Oh, yes. Why develop Pooplog? Is it a joke application? The answer, I was out of work and on disability for 7+ months due to severe bowel problems. I'm a geek, so I started tracking everything, even my bowel movements. I figured others might want to do the same, so I gave birth to Pooplog.
Oh, is that the word you really wanted to use, sir? Is it really?
Well, it can be fun to track and tweet. Pooplog was originally developed to assist with tracking bowel movements for easy analysis by a health practitioner.
Because there's been a lot of difficult analysis?
Okay. Or by an analrapist.
So then an analrapist. It's not the pronunciation I'm worried about. So there's the ritual pool, the ritual poo, which comes at the same time every day and provides comfort in an otherwise unpredictable world. The ring of fire brings with it an agonizing, burning sensation, while the Chinese star is a hard and angular one, which makes your rectum feel as though it's being torn apart from the inside.
All right. Ooh, view poop log, add poop log, settings. I've installed.
Oh, then there are the dads, also known as the day after drinking stool, which is semi-solid and brings with it stomach ache and the log jam. In which nothing comes out but rancid gas.
Oh my goodness. Should I password protect my poop log?
Oh, we should. You don't want the kids just getting into that.
So one of the worst is the Rambo poo, which contains blood, or the Green Goblin, which comes with explosive diarrhea.
It's not okay. Wait, I'm trying it like live right now. Add poop log.
Oh, select my type. God. Gut Week, now in its 17th consecutive year, so behind Shark Week, is part of the ongoing Love Your Gut campaign, which serves to highlight the vital role of the digestive system and emphasize the importance of maintaining good gut health. We're sometimes reluctant to talk about our gut. Sometimes with Gut Week, we are trying to break down the poo taboo and get people to talk more openly about digestive problems. Please do not come up to me and talk to me openly about any of these topics. Unless,
never.
Of course, you have the Chinese star poop, and then I need to know more.
Okay, so the Pooplog app does not have... nice names. It just has type 1 through 6 and descriptions. Type 1 being separate hard lumps like nuts and difficult to pass. Oh, there's a type 7.
Ooh, there's a type 7.
I thought we stopped at 6 and that was bad enough, but no type 7. Watery, no solid pieces, entirely liquid.
That should be the dads, the day after drinking syndrome.
I didn't know there was an acronym that went along with that.
Not okay. Clayton, how are your stories coming?
Well, I got our video back up so people
good.
Can see us again.
They can see it.
Well, and they can hear this lovely story about shit.
Pooplog, available on Android and iPhone.
Yeah. Let's compare notes next week.
Oh, select volume. Wait, I have to change my
tone.
Oh,
you have to hear it too?
No, not audio. Compared to your normal bowel movements, how does this bowel movement rate? Medium, small, large, extra large. or fuck, I don't know.
Fuck, I don't know.
Select like time of day, approximately when did this bowel movement occur? Just now? About an hour ago?
Been working on it for 30 fucking minutes.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Right on it, Rose.
Oh, I gotta watch that movie again.
I've been hanging on to this fucker for 6 weeks.
Oh my god, you can attach a photo?
10 days on the turlet. What? I can't believe this is what we've come to. This is the bathroom humor that we've...
Welcome back, everybody.
Exactly.
Welcome back.
Life is full of many questions. Like, where are you going? How do we get there? Who will guide us? Experience over life has taught us that really only one person can fully trust for those answers. Could be the POTUS, President of the United States. Mm. Red Redding, the voice of God himself, Morgan Freeman. Mm. And now he's finally ready to firmly but gently give us the advice we've so desperately needed as a GPS navigation voice. He has done this in a cross promotion from the movie called London is Falling.
What's it called?
London is Falling.
Sequel to Olympus.
Freeman is the latest celebrity voice to be added to the Google's free navigation app called Waze, spelled W-A-Z-E.
I love Waze.
So now you can rely on Freeman's dulcet tones to explain that you need to make a left turn in a half a mile to get to Starbucks. Now, testing this today, I had to run several errands, and I actually did change the voice on my Waze, and I had it because it used to be Stephen Colbert. Kevin Hart, the comedian, has also done it. Other people have done it to promote different things. Well, today I selected the Morgan Freeman voice, and it is interesting.
Was it delightful?
How assured you feel when Morgan Freeman tells
literally the voice of God.
When he tells you, you know, that you're going to turn, you're going to make a different state. So here is how this starts. This is hang on, let me clear
give
this.
Give instructions to Starbucks, make us feel better.
This is when it starts, when you choose your destination, it starts out something like this.
The time has arrived. The American people are counting on you to drive. Let's go.
So there's that. So in the midst of your...
I'm ready.
In the midst of your... And he does. He does the same thing as, you know, in a half of mile, turn left, then stay right, then, you know, whatever. It does all
right,
that.
Right.
So now in the middle of your journey, should you come upon an accident...
Oh, God.
Accident ahead. I'll get a line to emergency command.
He's doing the character from the movie, like he's the vice president in
Suddenly
the movie.
Suddenly, I woke up. I've been taking a nap all this time, and not.
When you get
I'm probably
to,
going
to
listen.
I want to drive somewhere immediately when I'm sober.
But when you get somewhere and you have completed your journey,
you've arrived. It's been my honor and duty to see you through this mission.
Oh fuck yeah!
It's fantastic. It's for a limited time.
I just want him to say that every time I go anywhere.
When you get somewhere,
you've arrived. It's been my honor and duty to see you through this mission.
He's going to do that in his house?
Yeah.
Just taking him to the bathroom?
I love it that I was picturing landing on the toilet and having him the voice behind me. It's been an honor.
Yeah. To lead
say it again. Play it again.
Now, what I did
find...
Wait a minute! I'm queuing up another funny bit, fucktard!
We want to hear you've arrived.
Now, I'll get back to that.
I want to come again.
Now, what I did find...
Who doesn't, darling?
I was researching, because I wanted audio clips for this. What I was researching is, little did I know that previously, because he is the most requested voice on GPS ever in history. Everybody requests him. He's not done it fully. He did it for this promotion, and it's for a limited time only. However, he's the most requested. But I did find online on the YouTubes, and I want you all to listen to this. It's a minute or so long. It is Morgan Freeman as a GPS voice.
It doesn't matter where you're coming from or where you're headed to. We could all use a little help on the highways and byways of life. Well, well, look at all that traffic. I told you not to get on this freeway.
Yeah, sorry.
But don't apologize to me. Apologize to yourself. It's no wonder your ass is single. Where would you like to go today, my young friend?
I'm kind of hungry.
Where would you like to eat?
Sandwich place?
Sure, that's what you want. Church's Chicken is up on the right. How many years have you been driving?
15 years.
15 years? You haven't learned shit. Where you want to go now, dummy?
I was kind of thinking going to the club.
You mean back home for some crying, sitting in your boxer shorts, playing Call of Duty, eating Cheetos, falling asleep with your fingers stained orange? Get busy living and get busy driving.
That's good. Available on YouTube, and it's much longer. I edited it down, but it's so funny to see these people who are driving the car along with him. And at one point, she's like, "This looks like a dead end," and he's like, "It's a metaphor of your life." And it's just funny to find that. Now, I also found out from the same video, there is a Liam Neeson version as well.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know where we are, but I will find you, and I will kill you.
Not quite as soothing.
No.
It creeped me out a
slightly
lot.
Slightly less soothing.
Right. It was enjoyable today driving around.
You've arrived. It's been my honor and duty to see you through this mission.
It's very official.
Where you want to go now, dummy?
I enjoyed that.
Where you want to go now, dummy? We'll take a quick gander over the cobalt, see what's going on. No, not much. Not okay. Well, there's that.
We've aligned them, and it's such a lovely space.
and pays my rent.
Well, a man in Russia's far east woke up in a morgue after being declared dead. The man who was mistakenly taken for dead passed out after drinking way too much at a party. However, it is not clear when exactly the incident took place during the party. His friends called an ambulance, and the medical staff showed up and hastily declared the man dead. They took him to the morgue, according to the local paper. However, the man eventually came back to his senses somewhat, only to find himself locked in a mortuary freezer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I guess they're worst case scenario.
According to a police...
That's the worst thing that can happen when I go out tonight.
According to a police spokesman, that night the local morgue was filled to capacity and bodies were not only on the shelves, but also on the floor of the freezer room where our dead hero of the story was placed. At some point, the man woke up, failing to understand where he was. It was very dark and cold. In addition, his brain was a little bit foggy due to vodka.
I thought you were going to say formaldehyde.
In the darkness.
Due to the embalming process.
In the darkness, he felt someone's completely cold limbs and in fear rushed to the door, but found that it was locked. He started screaming for help and pounding on the door.
Oh, now imagine the story told from the other view of the person that's working in the mortuary. Then all of a sudden the dead are coming
by yourself,
to life.
Like and doing the embalming.
Is that coming? Oh, my bad.
Don't read ahead, Joan of Arc.
God, fucking...
So he started.
I see things.
It's dark to you.
So dark,
exactly.
Al dark. He started screaming for help and pounding on the door. His calls drew the attention of the morgue's guard, who reported the situation to the doctors.
After shitting his pants.
Oh my God, that is.
The doctors thought that the guard was imagining things, according to the local newspaper reports. But nonetheless, out of cautiousness, the doctors called police. Well, the police opened the door. And were met by a resurrected man who was in a very large state of panic, according to the Department of Criminal Investigations. Police questioned the man and then released him.
Are you alive? You may go. Yeah.
After leaving the morgue and the police questioning, he then returned to the same party from where the ambulance had just removed him. He found his friends were still drinking, but at this time, they were commemorating his life.
Memorializing him.
The person who opened the door...
Now we have eight more pant shitters.
The person at the house opened the door and immediately fainted when he saw...
Oh, there it is.
When he saw the guy...
Twins!
The commemoration ceremony was then quickly revamped and became a re-birthday party for the man.
I just love his friends are such good friends. They're like, well, shit, Al died.
We're going to keep going.
Yeah, we're going to keep drinking, but now it's in his honor.
Well, why would just go?
Oh, you're
so
back?
I fire up the blender. Okay. Yeah.
Let's go back.
Can you make the next round then?
I have to take a deep breath for this because this is really a good one. It's a good story. Get on my okay. Here we go.
Shake it up.
I'm quivering with anticipation.
Oh, leave it quivering.
Say it.
Considering he was talking about a vagina, stop with the quivering.
I gotta start listening to this show.
I wish more people would. An incident coming out of Greenville, North Carolina, is just one example of what some people will do around the holidays when they're short on cash. A 34-year-old mother of three is now under arrest after a shoplifting incident turned tragic. Witnesses say that Shantani Green entered a North Carolina Walmart on Sunday with her three children, ages 5, 7, and 8. And I don't know why that's important to the story. But
well, because you want to know how large the children are. Like, is she pulling toddlers along?
Right.
Are they walking of their own free will?
Ages 5, 7, and 8. When she grabbed a... She grabbed a can of pre-made Christmas cookie dough.
Like you do.
Now, security camera footage shows the young mother take the Ken to the toy aisle of... Security camera footage shows the young mother take the Ken to the toy aisle as her children crowded around her. Green then lifted up her skirt and made the can of cookie dough disappear. When Green was approached by Walmart security, she told her children to go find their aunt in the front of the store. Quote, I told her to hand over the cookie dough, said Timothy Reiner, a security guard at Walmart.
No relation.
That's when she turned around to run, and I grabbed her by the arm. She put up a good fight, and that's when I tackled her to the ground. Then I heard a loud... and the lady started screaming.
Oh, my God. I bet that hurt. Jesus Christ.
Gooey cookie dough was running down her leg.
God, I'll never have a cookie.
According to eyewitnesses, the EMT that treated Green on the scene said that the Pillsbury cookie dough can exploded and exploded in Green's vagina during the fall, causing her extreme pain.
They had to run to the icing aisle.
He can't even.
Wait a minute. Go get a tray.
Hang on. I gotta put up this picture.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to look.
So. Oh my God.
Was that right after the biscuits? Yeah,
that's the startle cam. So. From when the yeast rose.
No, I'm sure it still hurt. I'm sure she was.
God, I can't even imagine.
Oh my God.
So again, recapping.
is that Charlie Brown underneath her right there?
That's a picture of the can.
Oh God!
Before it exploded. So, and you know how you pound on the satisfaction you get when the Pillsbury can does.
So I'm not sure if I'd enjoy that as much.
I feel like no.
We have to recap. So.
Breathe, Clayton, breathe.
The security guard said, that's when she turned around to run, and I grabbed her by the arm. She put up a good fight. When I tackled her to the ground, that's when I heard a loud, and she started screaming.
I think that's a louder. That's an awful muted pop for what went on up her in her vajayjay.
That's all I can do. That's all I know how to do.
Gooey cookie dough.
But I think the look on her face really tells you. Is. Yeah. Really,
gooey cookie really dough was running down her leg. According to eyewitnesses, the EMT that treated Green on the scene said the Pillsbury cookie dough had exploded in Green's vagina during the fall, causing her extreme pain. They removed the contents on the scene. The woman was treated, then released into the custody of Greenville police.
The woman was put in the oven at 375 degrees for 40 to 45 minutes.
Wait.
Pillsbury has no comment.
Please wait.
The doughboy has no
lawyer.
Oh,
my God.
My head
hurts from laughing. Wait. They removed the contents on scene. The woman was treated, then released into the custody of Greenville police. However, while stabilizing the woman... They also found candy sprinkles and a number.
The number two pencil? Where's that going?
This is the best story ever. Frosting. Is it a can of frosting? Yeah. Oh, please tell me it's frosting.
You are killing me.
Please.
Snowman cutouts. What could it be?
Wait, cookie cutters.
Wait.
A rolling pin. Rolling pin.
While stabilizing Green, they also found candy sprinkles.
Nope, we're no closer.
And a number six birthday candle. Sprinkles and a number six birthday candle wedged into the woman's vaginal cavity. Green did not suffer any serious injuries and is being held at the county jail on $2,000 bond. Her children were placed with family members. It was birthday. Not clear if she had legal representation at press time.
I have never seen you cry laughing that much.
Oh my God.
This is my favorite story.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle. Santa just is black.
The best part of that story to me when I was reading it was that sound that biscuits make are pretty when you pop open that Pillsbury and you pull the wrapper, and if it's too warm, it's going to pop prematurely. Otherwise, you have to bang it against the counter.
You're supposed to press firmly with a spoon.
But if you insert that son of a bitch in a body cavity...
Can you imagine?
Premature.
I can't even...
Because that's a thick pan.
That's a, right, that's taken. Right. That's taken.
She
obviously met
that. Well, she's black. She's probably dating black guys.
Oh.
Well, I was,
sue me.
I was going to say she's met Mazda the guy with the 6-foot penis in the window.
Oh.
Or the tree.
Oh.
How big is that penis? But when I got,
she's less confused about where the Grand Canyon is. Based on what they found in there, it might be a mile wide.
Let's get out of this segment by me doing the last goddamn story, and then we can move on to whatever the hell Al wants to talk about.
We're still on a segment?
Show of hands. Who doesn't like spiders? Don't like
it. Care less.
Not
when they have fur, I'm out.
Wow. When there's more than two, I'm out.
That's true.
Swarms of anything.
When yes. I can, I would hazard to say.
Of anything.
I would hazard to say when I can see it, I'm out. I don't care where it is. I don't know.
Oh no, because we know that they exist in the in the world, and I'm okay if they're there, but not here.
Right. Arms length, sir. Arms length.
I feel the same way about most people. Yeah. Like if you're there, just don't touch me.
It's a very valid point.
I'm just going to turn slightly this way so I don't have to acknowledge it.
Absolutely.
So the Darwin Awards nearly had another nominee when a Michigan man almost took himself out of the gene pool over this past weekend.
Oh,
is this the gas station guy? Because I just saw that today.
The Associated Press reports, and everybody else too, has reported an unidentified motorist at a mobile gas station.
Because you can't recognize him because the face burns.
In the fire marshal.
He got away and came back though.
He was at a gas station in the Detroit suburb of Centerline, Michigan, when he spotted a spider at his car's fuel door, and that would the flap you open to access the fuel filler. And he says, is that a spider in there? He's heard saying over the surveillance camera footage. Well, video shows him then reaching for a cigarette lighter in his pocket, apparently attempting to kill the arachnid by burning it. Well, there's gas going into the car. He accidentally set the gas pump on fire and his car, and then it quickly spread to the entire gas station. Fox,
this is the man that printed that sign.
Fox 2 Detroit reports a mobile employee, Susan Adams, hit the automatic stop button from inside the store witnessed the entire transaction, shutting off the pump while she also simultaneously called the fire department.
Wow.
She was very busy. The customer
got a lot on the ball for a Q-Talk employee.
Right. She's way too on the ball to be a Q-Talk employee.
She could
employee.
Never work here.
No,
but a gas station employee.
A Q-Talk... Do you think any one of us could work at a gas station?
No, not by these standards. But this girl has got it going on.
Press a button, make a phone call.
I love that in your mind, QT and Q-Talk are synonymous.
Well, it's good.
Traveling down that same highway.
I almost spit coffee all over him when you said that. So the customer, who miraculously was not injured, grabbed the fire. After moving his car out of the way, he pulls the...
Flaming nozzle out.
The nozzle out, which apparently still was shooting gas, on fire, jumps in his car, moves the car, which the car sustained virtually no injury or no damage. He grabbed then a fire extinguisher and put out the flames before firefighters actually arrived. Again, his car not damaged, but the fuel pump was completely destroyed. According to CBS, Adams asked how the fire started. Adams is the one who was inside the store. Saying
the Q-Talk employee.
She noticed he wasn't smoking or using his cell phone, which can create static sparks and potentially could start a fire. He eventually admitted to fire investigators that he's deathly afraid of spiders and saw a creepy creature with eight legs underneath the fuel filler cap. Fox 2 reports he came back the next day and apologized. Adam said that he, quote, was sorry. She told the TV station. He was sorry he didn't. He said he didn't know. It just was one of those things that happened, stupidity. No charges have been filed. The accident will be covered by the gas station's insurance, Fox 2 added. Oh my God, can you imagine?
That's criminal mischief if ever there was criminal mischief. Where is my attorney?
I feel like that was an accident.
How do you just think,
I think
my God.
That should not be a crime.
But you just lose your mind so much. The fact that you're putting a flammable liquid in your car, let's light it, because there's fumes right there. And just.
Sure.
Whoosh.
I think strapping a helmet for this guy for at least 6 months.
Postscript to this story, There was no confirmed sighting of a spider.
The Best of the Show with Clayton McKee, Season 4, Parenthetically Two Things, will return in a few moments. In the meantime, please entertain yourself. To listen to the final hour,
sit down and butter your muffins, cunt flap.
And then please download the oversized file, or simply flip your computer, iPod, cup and string, or whatever the fuck device you're using to listen to this bizarre audiobook, to Side 3.